First to Catherine Ogden, who's on the line, who's the head teacher of the King's Oak Academy in Bristol. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What impact did these, particularly the murder of Charlie Kirk, but I don't know as well whether you were aware of the other killing that I referred to. What impact have those images, do you believe, had on the pupils you teach?
I think it was very interesting for us to see how quickly children can gain access to this type of information, especially via social media. I think during the course of the school day itself, we're in a fortunate position where we don't have phones used by children during the day, which obviously does help us manage and reduce, I say, access to that type of content and allowing us as teachers to focus on recognising some significant events have taken place and delivering key messages really carefully to children that in quite a sensitive and considered way that is age and stage appropriate in our school. But it does have an impact on children, I think, in a sense of how they make sense of the world around them, their feeling of safety, their feeling like they belong in their community and in society. So inevitably, it has had an impact.
And among those children that you know and you teach, how prevalent do you think it was that they'd actually seen the images?
So I am aware of some children that have access to the images, and it's also worth us considering that some children have not when we think about how we then respond, because we also want to avoid, I say, further stress or trauma to some children who might not have already accessed that material. So we had to take almost quite a watching brief during the course of the day and also think about families when they go home and what the conversations might be like around the dinner table, for example, and how would a community respond, and thinking very carefully about the messages we give in an outward way as well.
What did you say to the children?
I think for us, we obviously need to remain politically impartial to anything that is discussed, and especially of this type of nature, and avoid any misinformation, but recognising it is a significant event, recognising the trauma that will be happening for a family that has been directly affected by this, how we deal with these types of incidents and process them in open discussion where it's appropriate. So I would say it's on a case-by-case basis.
I suppose it's also, it's not just the politics, is it? It's the horror. I mean, in both of these cases, I mean, for instance, the killing of the girl on the train, I saw, but by accident, actually. I was looking at it. I didn't realise that it was going to end with her death. And I think for a lot of children, and you know about the algorithms, obviously, that push things to people. As soon as you've seen one thing, the algorithm thinks you're going to want to see more of it. It's not easy to work out, is it? My goodness, it isn't for someone in your position, and indeed for parents. How you stop it?
No, definitely. And that was the same for me, how I saw the material. And I think we have a very strong pastoral team in our school. So the first thing our children are very keen to do is talk to an adult. We have a really good culture of that to make sure that we can support the child based on what they have seen in the moment, have that conversation. And the other part is around how we educate our families around, I say, the risks associated with social media. But if these things do happen and a child does access material that isn't wanted or planned, what we can say and how we can support them. So we've thought very carefully about how we do that.
Catherine Ogden, thank you.